Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first week of March. Here in Ottawa, it feels that spring is arriving a month earlier than usual. This past weekend, I heard the calling of Canada geese. Normally, we don't hear them until late April, but this year they're already coming back. The snow is quickly disappearing, and the outdoor skate rink that I told you about 2 weeks ago, is now half water. As the temperature comes above 0 degrees, the smell of the soil spreads in the air. In the morning, when I open my window, it's no longer the silence that I hear, but the chirping of different garden birds. All of this makes me feel that it's spring. But knowing that it's still early March, I'm still cautious for the return of a cold weather. I'll celebrate the spring once we pass the first day of spring. Do you notice any sudden shift of seasons around you? Meeting with a friend after not seeing each other for a few years can be a nervous event. But do you remember how it felt like when you were younger, when you were a little child? Today, I am sharing with you a memory from my childhood when I reunited with my friends after a few years of complete separation. After a long, anxious waiting, there was a moment when that nervous energy turned into excitement. I wonder what childhood reunion and its tender feelings might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. A Boy with Marmots. In this memory, I'm 9 years old. One hot summer day, I'm sitting in the hallway of my house playing with marbles. Next to me is my father, sprawled on the floor, reading a book. We are both waiting for our guests to arrive. Today, my father's good old friend will be visiting us from Tokyo with his whole family. I'm excited to meet his two children, who are close to my age. The last time we met was a few years ago, but it feels like a long time has passed. They might have changed a lot since then. My mother left home to pick them up from the train station about an hour ago, but she hasn't come back yet. "When are they arriving?" I ask my father for what feels like the 100th time. "I don't know," replies my father without removing his eyes from the book. "All I can say is that they are late." I return my gaze to the marbles. Placing them neatly along the gap between the floorboards, I think about the animals our guests are bringing with them. Something called marmots. My mother has told them the marmots can stay in our tiny balcony. "What is a marmot?" I asked my father. "It's a rodent. Like a hamster." I recall the tiny animal I've seen at my friends' houses. "Yes, But marmots are much bigger. How big? Just then, the hallway vibrates with the sound of wheels entering the garage. The engine sound stops, the car doors shut loudly, and the bell rings at the front door. "Come in," shouts my father, scrambling to his feet. "It's open!" What happens next is like a picture. The door opens, and the face of a little boy of my age appears. Held in his arms is a large basket of marmots. "Hello!" The blue marbles scatter across the floor as I stand up. The promise of a great adventure has replaced the anxiety I've had about the reunion, and I'm eager to get started. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.